And that's all right. See, I'll ask you a question, and I'll ask you an answer. And that evening, I went out to one of the best farmers that had that name of. I don't know whether you know the people that left or not.
No, I don't.
And he said to me, he said, Mr. I want you to come make that speech. And no, this is a farmer. After I met him, I wrote a piece in the Farmer's Home Journal. And he'd got a hold of it, how to build hog trolls, how to fix the trolls and all. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to go home with him and him draw it off and make him some. And I went home with him, and that night he's sitting down and he's awful interested about these trolls. And every once in a while he'd turn around and he'd see, you paying more attention to my wife. I had two little boys there, about 10 or 12 years old. See, you talking more to my wife than children you had of me. And I went the next morning to college, and these boys, all they had a big class, all interested, you know, in agriculture. And I didn't know it, but they had taken these boys out to his farm. Mm-hmm. And had them out there and showing them how this man fed his stock. And this man, after I told him about alfalfa and how I handle hogs and all, then he wanted to know what I thought of Mr.'s way of farming. I said, Professor, I hate to say it, but Mr. about 20 years behind. And boys slapped their hands and hollered. I didn't know what to mean, you know. And after I got through, he said, how do you say he's behind? Well, I say he's feeding his hogs out there on oats and bluegrass, scattering the corn out and mud up to the bellies in mud there, mashing the corn in the ground and ruining the ground, and the hogs ain't doing no good this kind of weather, snowing then out there in that weather. Mm-hmm. And he sort of looked glum after I got through speaking. These boys just all run around and say, Mr. Scott, see, we awful glad you said what you did about Mr. See, he thinks he's the king. But see, we knew he wasn't no good farmer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. I have a number of things I'd like to ask you about. I wonder if you just mind answering questions one after another. If I remind you of
Now you might start that. I was born in 1867.
Mm-hmm. And that makes you how old?
93.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've certainly put on the years, haven't you?
Yeah. And I haven't been retired about 10 or 12 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. See, I bought this mill. My boy then, I got two boys, runs this big mill up here now. I turned it over to them. Mm-hmm. And it is going broke, and I had stock in it. We didn't want it to go under, and the directors kept after me to run it, thought I'd done well with the farm, I'd do well with the mill. And I hooted at them. I told them I didn't want no mill. I made my money hard and off the farm.